26. On this property here.
Yeah. Where were you born?
Oh, about 2 or 3 miles from here.
Now you were, your full name is?
Joseph.
Okay.
Y'all call me Joe.
What's the E for it?
Eneal.
Okay. You were born in this parish?
1920.
Okay. Can you tell me a little about your folks and when you were coming up, that sort of thing?
Well, my father was a farmer all his life. He died in 1960, lived to be 82 and a half years old. My mother died in 1975, a couple of years ago, and she lived to be 86. And I'm one of four children. My mother was a twin. I'm a twin. But my sister died at the age of 6 months. But I had three previous sisters.
Yes.
And we lived about a mile from here for about, I would say about 6 years. We were farming my father-in-law's on my mother's side's land. And then we came in this property and we bought it from the Federal Land Bank in 1926. We arrived in 26, but our first crop was 27. And naturally we had a disastrous flood that year, lost everything in 1927.
Tell me about that flood. Do you remember anything about it?
Oh yeah, I was 7 years old. We had water about, right back at this property here, we had 10 feet of water. And my daddy had planted, first time he had bought sugarcane was that year to plant on this property. And he lost all of the sugarcane. And the only way he made a living there, we sold some sweet corn, you see. And we was getting about a cent and a half a piece. He made a poor, I mean, I find it now, it was a good living. He wasn't rich. My dad wouldn't, his expense for the year to make a crop here was about $90. And he feed all of his family with that. His bill at the grocery store for the whole year was, and he used to feed 9 to 12 men to cut sugarcane for 3 months on that. We used to feed them at that time. And our bill for grocery was but $90 for the whole year.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's that per week for a small family.
Yeah, sure. When you were coming up, what sort of house were you born and raised in?
This is that house. Let's see. We built this house here. This house was built in 1936. This house, those are my two houses now. I'm about to start now repairing this house because I bought this property in 1975
mm-hmm.
from my sisters. But this house here was built. We pulled a house from that was on the property when we bought it. It was over there, the next place, the next house you see. That's all my property from here to that big oak tree. Maybe if you saw. I have about a 400 footage front, you see.
Yeah. Well, I guess the town was a lot different than the parish.
The town was naturally grew since the last, I would say, 5 years. You didn't have no homes from here to Labradorville.
What is all the trailers out there?
Well, that's new. That's been since 5 years. You have 25 trailers here besides the homes.
Is that sugar industry bringing those people in?
Sugar industry, mostly McDermott and Avondale, they're building equipment for oil, you know, those rigs, if you've been this way. Well, this road carries you to Morgan City. I don't know if you know the problem. I'm just maybe.
Is the road, good road the whole way?
Yeah, it's all blacked out.
Good, because I need to go to Morgan City.
Well, all right, you take this road right here, you're going on 398, you're going to catch 662, and then you're going to get on US 90.
Yeah.
When you hit US 90, you make a right turn, go over that bridge, and you go about 6 miles and you'll be in Morgan City.
Okay.